Hello, my wonderful friends, and welcome to another episode of the Disability Body Building Podcast. The return of the content this week sees me going down a very personal path in terms of trying to convey the feelings of how I view things from looking at a path with particular obstacles in it, and how I navigate those obstacles, and to draw on those. I go back to quite a challenging time when I was growing up. For a number of years, lots of reactions to my disability, painfully maybe for a week, because of immaturity and for a lack of understanding and differences being called out at school and growing up. And I can understand that now, but when you're in the same position as your peers and you get certain comments thrown at you just because you're different, or just because something doesn't fit a particular narrative, or you have very very particular challenges which are physically apparent, it did make me feel weak and through not my own doing. I mean, I came into this world with the structure I've got, and I navigated the world with the structure I've got. So the world around me reacted differently to how I thought it would. And it's only through going through that journey that you realise why people were reacting the way they were. And it was not through my own doing. So looking back actually brought quite a lot of sadness. But what I didn't realise at the time was that those emotions that I felt would be later channeled into a positive. And a positive emotion, because from those obstacles that were presented, the comments directed at the difference in my left-sided cerebral palsy highlighted for me the individual paths that I needed to make to enable me to do certain things along the way. So what I mean by that is, whilst yes, my difference in what I couldn't do were made very apparent to me growing up, then I had to look at things slightly differently, which brought solutions, sometimes very just things that just couldn't work. But it made me realise that I just had to look at things slightly differently to get to where I needed to get to. So, you know, yes, the ability to grow the muscle fibres is very different from my left to my right. But the resilience built from a determination in not being excluded from activities by finding a way forward, that has lasted a lifetime in many pursuits. So I'm acutely aware now, in my late, mid to late, 37, mid to late 30s. But throughout my lifetime, I've had to take different approaches, and the different approaches which has led me to where I am exactly right now, which I'm acutely aware now that I probably wouldn't have got to without my disability. So my disability has led me to where I am now and got me through all those experiences. So I'd be, you know, I have, you know, different attitudes and towards obstacles without my disability. So it's ended up turning into a positive effect, as I'm sure it's had an influence in the joy that I find in training. I conclude with this. So it's made me feel, and so I'm just trying to solve a slightly different puzzle with a disability. But I'm grateful to be able to try and give it a go in any case. So it's not so much that I can't complete the puzzle. I just have to find a different way to solve it. I'll leave you with that. Thanks ever so much for listening. Again, I open this up every single week that I do this, but it'd be lovely to hear back. And if there's any comments or any topics you'd like me to discuss going forward, whether it's training or different aspects of life, and we'd like to jump on and record a conversation, that'd be fantastic. So thanks ever so much for listening, and we will speak again soon.